Osiris.
Coming at you May 3rd, 2024. It's the inaugural record release from Discograffiti. Metal Machine Muzak is a slanted tribute to Lou Reed's divisive 1975 double LP Metal Machine Music. Lester Bangs called it the greatest album ever made, but no matter how it hits you, it's always been the ultimate music freak secret handshake. My ambient reimagining features four 16-minute, one-second tracks, just like the original, and each one was created by a top-shelf indie rock visionary. Lou Barlow from Dinosaur Jr. and Sebado, Corey Hansen from Wand, W. Cullen Hart from the Olivia Tremor Control, and Mark Robinson from Unrest. That's right, not a slouch in the bunch, unlike 99% of the compilations you've ever begrudgingly purchased for the one and only band on it you just had to hear. Metal Machine Muzak won't be available on streaming. The digital drops on May 3rd. The vinyl will be shipped this summer, and we're taking pre-orders for both right now. The LPs are going fast. They're being produced in a very limited edition run of 300 numbered 180-gram color vinyl double LP gatefold copies, only 100 of which can be ordered online. These copies will be numbered from 1 to 100, and they're first come, first served. To order, just go to patreon.com/discograffiti, then head into our shop. Again, that's patreon.com/discograffiti. Don't miss out on Metal Machine Muzak, the ambient experience designed to make Brian Eno run screaming. Welcome to Discograffiti, the music obsessives podcast that gives freaks like you and me the chance to connect with a brotherhood obsessed with rating the entire discography of every single artist and band that ever mattered. I'm your host, Dave Gebro, and with 3 to 4 episodes each week, you're going to gain a comprehensive knowledge of an act's history and output in the time it takes to listen to one album. Each new guest swings a hard left into an area you either had no idea you needed to know about or know all about and can't believe you're not alone out there. I am thrilled to announce that we have partnered with the podcast network Osiris Media, the leading storyteller in music. You can check out all their music podcasts at osirispod.com. Here we are, finally. It's Discograffiti's Metal Machine Muzak Release Week. Ergo, in this episode, we'll be turning our spray cans on ourselves. Along with our special guest, Corey Hansen from Wand, one of the exalted contributors to Discograffiti's Metal Machine Muzak Double Tribute LP. This is a very special week here at the show because Robinson, Hart, Hansen, and Barlow have taken the time to detail the approaches they took to each of their 16-minute Metal Machine Muzak pieces. The full lineup's as follows: Lou Barlow on Friday, May 3rd, Corey Hansen from Wand on Sunday, May 5th, Unrest's Mark Robinson on Tuesday, May 7th, and the Olivia Tremor Control's W. Cullen Hart on Wednesday, May 8th. To order Metal Machine Muzak, just head over to patreon.com/discograffiti/shop, or just click either of the links right there in the show notes. But whatever you do, make sure you order it, because it'll blow your effing mind, and it's for a good cause, because it'll help keep this show afloat. Just try to imagine a world without Discograffiti. Yeah, I know, it stinks. And while you're up there ordering on Discograffiti's Patreon, feel free to subscribe as well for the complete versions of all our shows, plus a massive barrage of over 150 extra episodes. Even if you're on the fence, you might as well, because it's completely free to become a basic member. And away we go then! All right, we are here with the captain of his own ship, Corey Hansen, from Wand and otherwise. So, first off, this has been a dream of mine for years and years. I had this conception of doing this compilation years before Discograffiti was a gleam in its papa's eye. So I want to thank you for helping me climb what's been an impossibly steep mountain. I want to ask you, why did you do it? So what kind of connection Really, I mean, Bob Nastanovich said on an episode I had him on, you know, how did you trick these guys into doing it? And I immediately took umbrage and I was like, I didn't trick anyone into anything, but it reverberated in my mind. And now that it's come together, you know, the thing that I hate about most compilations, because coming up in the 80s and 90s, I wasted so much money on a record that had one group I was interested in and the rest was a sack of shit. So to have you, Mark Robinson, Will Hart from Olivia Tremor Control, Lou Barlow, that's all top shelf, super fucking talented people. So my first question is, what kind of connection did you feel with Disco Graffiti and the interview that we had that allowed you and your gut to say, you know what, let's fucking do this thing?
Oh, it just sounded fun. That's really the reason I do anything. Just sounded like a fun project to do.
So tell me about your initial conceptual approach to your piece. You know, because it may have changed. I don't know where you were at initially. I gave you no rules whatsoever, except that it should be 16 minutes and 1 second. Otherwise, it was a blank canvas.
Yeah, I don't even think I got the time right. But you can fix that. I'm glad there was no instructions because I'm terrible at following any instructions. Like, I can't put IKEA furniture together. I can't read, you know, the manuals for the studio equipment that I own. I may do something right once, but I won't ever do it the same way ever again. And it's been this way my entire life. So when it came to this project, I really just spent not a long time, but like a month or so, like trying to figure out how I wanted to go about doing it and listening to Metal Machine Music, which usually I don't like to do when there's a prompt like this. It's like, oh, I want to figure out my own way to do it. But I had to listen to the record and just think about the sonic space that Lou created and how it's, you know, really not just saying something about how he thinks about electric guitar, but also how he thinks about engineering and the studio as instrument and all of that stuff that was kind of emerging in the mid 70s via people like Brian Eno and Fripp, who were using tape machines to make crazy records. And then Lou just went and kind of blew all those records out of the water and made something what at the time was thought to be unlistenable. And like, yeah, a lot of people think of that record maybe as like a fuck you to his record label, or just putting out something because he was high on meth and it was the only thing he had the capacity to make at the time or something. But it's a considered record. It's got one of the greatest fucking engineers who's like legendary engineers who's ever been, Bob Ludwig, who also mastered it. And it's got all these thank yous and praise, you know, for Bob making it a complete thing. And that guy's made some fucking amazing records and he's mastered just about everything. And he's also like someone who's pushed things. Like, you know, I listened to a copy of Led Zeppelin 2 that was like the Bob Ludwig press that was recalled because it was too loud. And it sounded awesome. A Whole Lot of Love, Skip. The first drum hit is like, you know, like. So these two dudes were like pushing, like using all of this really great hi-fi technology and this stuff that had been developed over the first half of the 20th century, microphones and preamps and tape machines and stuff, and then, you know, making something very futuristic with that stuff. So, I mean, I have some gear that I think is pretty good, but there's a lot of ways that I wanted to incorporate, you know, looping and tape manipulation and stuff with digital technology so that it could be performed expressively and not just like, let's run the tape back, let's run it through this, let's do this. So I think it's like four takes of me with this like four track looping device just going crazy. And then I took that and manipulated it and did all these panning, modulating, did all kinds of shit with it and just tinkered with it for a long time till I felt like it was interesting. Because in and of itself, it was just like, okay, this just sounds like a bunch of noisy guitars. I wanted it to be more developed and have like depth that I see in Metal Machine Music. But a lot of it is just very expressive guitar recorded straight into a looping device and tons of feedback that's just manipulated by hand.
Is your instrumental palette then, is it just guitar plus manipulation? Is that all you used?
I added some oscillator tones just to like give it like another layer. These like rising and falling oscillator tones that just seemed to sort of fit in the frequency space of the guitars, and they only like appear a couple times in the piece. There's mostly just a lot of modulation effect stuff, and I didn't want it to be like, there's a flanger on this thing. It's like, no, it's like I wanted it to be like kind of dense and like complex.
So yours, I would imagine, would be the kind of decision that would be a hallmark of somebody that finds Lou's original album to be a relaxing experience or a soothing sound bath, as it were. I call it an ambient reimagining, but it really is kind of in the same sound world as Lou's, which to me is wonderful. It's, you know, in my initial conception of it, I'm thinking a little bit, you know, and this is years ago, I'm thinking almost George Winston-y. As a sort of 180 joke, almost. That's just initially how I thought about it. But what I love about your piece is that it seems, and please correct me if I'm wrong about this, is that you hewed to or allowed yourself to be informed by the actual Metal Machine music instead of being a contrarian toward it.
Yeah, it was the true contrarian's position to just do exactly or to adhere to, you know, what Lou did.
Are you saying that it's a fuck you to the notion of ambience?
It kind of is. I mean, I think that ambient records are so few good ones that I really love. There was one that I really enjoyed that Jim O'Rourke did a couple years ago. Just like a really thoughtful ambient record where like you actually consider the idea of ambience and don't just like create things without taking stock of, you know, what the things actually are. Just like the reverbs and the echoes and all that shit can be alienating. If it's something like performance driven, then you can't hear the performance as well. And for the Brian Eno stuff, it's all about creating like a world. I mean, they're compositions for him. He's like, these are not expressive at all. He's like trying to eliminate himself. There is no Brian Eno in those records, but it's like, well, there's melodies and like your melodic sensibility is just here. So they kind of don't function in that way to me, in the way that he intended them to.
Yeah, because they're just supposed to be like wallpaper, but I'm moved by them. Wallpaper doesn't move me.
Yeah, exactly.
Lou's record is like music for airports with planes that are going to crash.
Yeah, yeah. But there's also no tonality. It's atonal music. And there's maybe some moments of droning. I guess there is kind of a drone to it, but it feels more free, like free jazz or something. It's like more open.
Your piece is fucking insane. It's so good. First thing I did when I put it on, you know, my son was in the room, he's 5, and he hid under this trampoline, this little bouncing trampoline where we try to run him down like a dog here.
Yeah.
He hid under the thing, which is just perfect. And I was able to get it on video and send it to you. But I was just, you know, sitting here just nodding my head with a grin on my face the whole time I was listening to it. It is intense. It is relaxing too. To me, it does circle the hive of Lou's Metal Machine Music sound world. But there's some subtle other underpinnings at play that change the rules a little bit. So were you trying to figure out what was going to be similar and what was going to deviate from, you know, Lou's initial notions?
Well, I just kind of thought like, oh, I can do something with this idea. Like I said, like, I'm not good at following instructions. So, and there's no real, besides what Ulrich Krieger did, you know, that which transcribed the entire Metal Machine music, there's no real score for this, at least, you know, one that I can read because I can't read music. So I just thought, like I said, like taking this idea of like tape manipulation and all this stuff, which was done in like a really nice studio with Studer tape machines and all that shit, and just doing it, you know, with looping equipment that I have and finding a way to be expressive with that. Like I'd just do a take, you know, 16 minutes, then I would just do another take and just respond to what I did, you know, immediately, just whatever's coming through. And then I would do another take, just respond to that, and, you know, just sort of built them up. And then I was like, okay, left, right, center, and then started just moving things around. Like this part should cross over the stereo field. This part, you know, should pop up in the center. Let's mute this part. And just sort of like went in and composed it.
Did anyone help you?
No.
I think that the only way to kind of conclude your work on this and bring it full circle, we got to get it to Ulrich and we got to get him to transcribe it.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I don't know if he'd be up for that. I'm sure he would love to know that this project was happening.
It's absolutely no surprise to me that I have fallen in love with your piece. I can't wait to hear the new stuff that you're doing, none of which you're at liberty to talk to me about. I'm as you know, a slavish fan of pretty much everything you do. So to have you on this thing is a total honor. And for those not in the know, Western Come is objectively the best record of last year, and the new Wand record is objectively going to be the best record of this year.
Yeah, if there is a new Wand record, yeah, we'll see. I like to disappoint my fan base. What could I say?
A true Lou fan at heart.
Live to disappoint.
All right, that about does it. Stay tuned, because next up on the docket, we've got Unrest's Mark Robinson. A heartfelt Disco Graffiti thanks goes out to my beautiful son, Mason, the incomparable Corey Hansen, Michael Dutcher, Rudy Fishman, Becky Boyd, my incredibly loyal fans, and especially the entire Patreon community, the Soldiers of Sound. I love every last one of you, and this show would not exist without you, my friends. Speaking of friends, it's high time for some new ones. They're in our Facebook group, Disco Graffiti Soldiers of Sound. That's the best way to find out what's coming up on the show, but there's a hell of a lot more. You get recaps of the day in music history, the ability to pitch questions to guests, polls that put you in the driver's seat on guest and band decisions, and access to a thriving creative hub if you're looking for a collaborator. So make sure you don't miss out. You can find the link to the Disco Graffiti Soldiers of Sound Facebook page right there in the show notes. And if you don't mess with the Zuck, no sweat. Just email me at info@discograffiti.com and I'll keep you in the loop. So now that it's done and you want more, another way to dive even deeper into the four visionaries featured on the upcoming Metal Machine Muzak tribute album is to leap headfirst into Lou Barlow Rates the Zombies. That's episodes 59 and 60. Unquestionably the greatest Lou Barlow interview of all time. That's episode 62. Juan's Corey Hansen rating his band's entire discography plus his solo work. That's episodes 120 and 121. And don't miss his Patreon companion episodes. W. Cullen Hart rating the Olivia Tremor Control and the Circulatory System. That's episodes 131, 132, and 133. With substantially elongated edits in our Patreon for the Lieutenant and Major tiers, and the epic 16-hour Mark Robinson interview, which is episodes 128, 130, 135, and 136, with massively elongated companion edits on our Lieutenant and Major tiers and our Patreon as well. And of course, be sure to mark your calendars, because we're coming at you raging full on with Metal Machine Music Week. Trust me, you're not going to want to miss a single second of it. And so, from now till then, don't let our youth go to waste, lads and ladies. It's Disco Graffiti!
Osiris.